It's all been about Garden City finding ways to close out games. And in a contest that went back and forth with Independence, where the Rockbusters had just a 4-point lead after leading by as much as 17 in the second half. With less than 3 minutes to go, Garden City manufactured a beautiful ending to the game. Garden City moved on past Independence with a 78-71 home victory at Conestoga Arena, where Maya Nieto caught fire in the second half. She had a solid 11 points in the first half, but then 6 3-pointers and 9 in the ball game, setting a 29-point performance for her and just 4 points off of her career high. The Rockbusters did a very good job navigating through the Independence defense. They found early looks in the first half with Niecy Moultrie scoring 13 points in the first 20 minutes, and then Maya Nieto's threes really helped them push ahead by as much as 17 in the second half. That being said, Independence had plenty of fight to them. Serenity Eccles stepped up for a huge third quarter. One big problem with Garden City throughout the game was their inability to close quarters well. They ended the second quarter on a 4-9 run. Independence closed the third quarter with 7 straight points to pull back into it, but it was the Rockbusters' fourth quarter, and specifically the end of that fourth quarter, that set them over the line. CeCe Dreesen hit 9 of her 12 free throws in the ballgame and had some massive wins down the stretch as the Rockbusters held on for the victory. Garden City moves on to face number 2 Don City on Tuesday. Your final score from Conestoga Arena, the number 7-seeded Garden City Rockbusters 78, the 10th-seeded Independence Pirates 71. Reporting for the Western Kansas Broadcast Center, Cal Friedman, KWKR 99.9 The Rock.